Republican Scott Walker held forums in several cities in the Fox Valley. It's an area where 4 years ago, then-Republican gubernatorial candidate Mark Green underperformed. Walker's frequent visits here are a sign he's looking to do better. He urged a crowd in Green Bay to get out the vote.
The polls might show we're ahead, but the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day. That's why I need your help between now and then.
The rest of Walker's remarks were largely the same stump speech he's given most of this year. He said he'd stop construction of a high-speed rail line and give the state attorney general the power to join a lawsuit against the federal health care bill.
We don't want the federal government dictating to us what we do with our health care. We can decide in Wisconsin. Our families can make that decision.
Democratic gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett spoke to retired auto workers in Janesville. He blasted Walker for calling for billions in new tax cuts at a time when the state budget is already billions in the red.
I wish I were making this up. He says we should eliminate the corporate income tax. At a time when our schools are threatened, at a time when public safety is threatened.
Speaking to reporters afterward, Barrett criticized recently publicized comments from Walker running mate Rebecca Clayfish, where she compared gay marriage to marrying furniture or dogs. Barrett says it's indicative of the Walker-Clayfish ticket.
This is the most conservative team running for governor that we have had in decades, if not a century.
Barrett also campaigned in Madison, a place where he'll need big turnout to offset Walker's numbers in southeast Wisconsin. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.